All right, so it is 5 a.m. and I haven't been to sleep tonight, and that's not a typical thing for me. I'm usually okay, so I'm totally an early to bed, early to rise kind of girl. But I had to stay. I pulled an all-nighter. Oh gosh. It's funny because, I've been in college slash graduate school for I could have a kid in high school or just about. So it's just funny to me that I'm on the cusp of finishing a major project, like the major project. And so I just think it's hilarious that the last night before I have to hand in my full manuscript is like an all-nighter. Oh, crowning achievement, what can I say? All right, so, but I wanted to answer some questions because I'm trying to empty out my head a little bit so that I can go back and kind of push through and finish up. The printer's opens in like 3 hours, so I've gotta be ready to go. All right, so I want to answer the questions right. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so what is either the book you are currently reading or is the last one that you finished? And for the purpose of this question, okay, yeah. So what was the last book that I read? The last book that I read for pleasure. Oh shoot, what was the last book I read for pleasure? It may have been some sort of trashy romance because I'm kind of like so deep with the academic stuff right now that if when I do get a chance to read, I often read really, really trashy literature. So like a totally trashy romance. When I couldn't even tell you what the name was or the characters or anything about it because it was just kind of the thing you read. And then I think the last like book I read for pleasure that I remember is I read Locke Lamora, and I can't remember who that's by. I should have looked it up. Anyway, it's kind of like a fantasy novel, I guess. And then somewhat recently I read the Divergent series by Veronica Roth, which is kind of like young adult. Again, like I don't do very much heavy lifting with my writing right now, with my reading, because I'm kind of deep in the. I don't have to explain myself to you. I read what I want. So there. I read young adult fiction. Back the fuck off. All right. Man, I am testy at 5 a.m. with no sleep. Okay, let's move on. Apparently, talking about reading is a problem for me. What is something from your childhood that you remember vividly, but everyone else seems to have forgotten? This is a really easy question for me to answer because when I found out that other people didn't remember this, particularly my mother didn't remember this, like it blew my mind. So my family didn't have very much money when I was little, and we didn't really go on trips or vacations very often, because that's what happens when you don't have a lot of money. But we did go on one trip. I won't say where because I won't. Again, I don't have to explain myself. but one of the things that we did is we went to like a water park, water slides, and oh my God, can I just say that if there was anything I loved more than water slides when I was a kid, I don't know if I could name it. maybe s'mores. Like I was apeshit for water slides. I thought they were the best thing ever. And anyway, so as it turns out, like we went to this water slide place, and like my parents either had, so I have two younger sisters, so my parents had enough money for four of us to go for an unlimited amount of time, so like us three girls and my dad, or time for all five of us to go for an hour. And I whined and whined that an hour wasn't going to be enough and that we had to, Oh God, and so my mom had to sit out so that we could go on the water slides, and then we all got tired after like an hour, maybe like an hour and 10 minutes, so like we barely lasted more than an hour, and I held on to the guilt from that for years, years. I felt like what a terrible child I was that you know, I wouldn't let my mom go on the water slides because I just had to have that extra fucking 10 minutes. And so I brought it up to her when I was like, I don't know, probably in my early 20s, maybe, or maybe late teens, I don't know. And she did not remember that at all. And I was like, Mom, how can you not remember that? That was like the most traumatic thing ever. And she's like, nope, I don't remember at all. She's like, I don't think I cared anyway. And I was like, Mom, this was like a hugely shaping thing of my childhood. Those little things that stick with you that other people don't remember. Okay. What is something about me that would surprise all of us, I assuming all of GWA, or at least most of us, something that I do, whether it's a skill, a hobby, or whatever. So I'm currently writing a children's picture book. Well, I guess a storybook is the way to do it. There is actually a story. There is actually words in it. So it's not just pictures. I will have an illustrator for it. So yeah, so that's probably not something that you would expect out of a BDSM happy, dominant pervert such as myself. But yeah, that's something I'm working on, and it's been an idea that I've been kicking around for more than a year. And so now that this big project of mine is almost wrapped up, I'm actually kind of doing it, which is very exciting. So do I have any other hobbies that would, I mean, that's probably the most shocking to those of you on GWA would be like, children's books? No. But she's so dark. How could that be? Anyway, so that is probably the thing that would be the most surprising. All right, so thinking about the last thing that you ate, what does that tell you, or what does that tell GWA about you? Okay, so I ate an apple, I think, was the last thing. And actually, I only ate the apple because, like, at this point, because I haven't slept. Okay, so I'm like, really sensitive to not sleeping. I really need sleep. Like, sleep is, maybe now that I'm maybe 31, like, sleep is better than water slides. It's the best. And so right now I really want sleep, but I can't have sleep. So I had an apple, and the reason I had an apple is because I'm kind of thirsty, but I really don't want to, I don't have anything to put water in because I'm poor planning on my, it's a long story. So basically what this apple tells you about me is that I am not the best planner, and that I often procrastinate myself into uncomfortable positions. Which sounds like it could be kind of fun and kinky, but it's really not. It's really just me sitting at my desk wishing I had something to drink instead of just an apple to eat. But so that's I think all the questions that need answering. And actually, I'm really glad I did that, because I do feel like I might be able to, it kind of pushed some of the other stuff out of my head. So yay. All right. That's it. I'm done.